Well, it's 10 years ago this week that US-led forces invaded Afghanistan to hunt for al-Qaeda and overthrow the Taliban in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. A decade later, the war still isn't over, and there are still more than 130,000 foreign troops on Afghan soil. Over the past year, several documentary films have been made about the conflict. The latest, called Hell and Back Again, is being released tonight in the US, and it'll be available here next week. Stuart Hughes reports now on these latest contributions to the genre of war movies.
Try and see them, man. If you see them, shoot them. What we're doing
is shooting. It's the latest depiction of war as it has rarely been seen before. Hell and Back Again tells the story of Sergeant Nathan Harris, a 25-year-old US Marine trapped between two worlds. Seriously injured in a Taliban ambush just before the end of his six-month tour of Afghanistan, Sergeant Harris is flown home to North Carolina. In severe pain and increasingly dependent on powerful prescription drugs, he struggles to make the transition from the battlefield to the home front.
I would rather be in Afghanistan, where it's simple. And then when you come home, it's almost more difficult than doing that stuff to be here.
Hell and Back Again is directed by Dan Fung Dennis.
Sergeant Harris was an exceptional leader. He had done two deployments already to Iraq and Afghanistan. I didn't actually know the film was going to be just about him until the Marines were returning home. And they stepped off the buses except for Nathan. And I asked, where is Nathan Harris? And they said he was shot 2 weeks ago. He had been shot in the hip, had nearly bled to death, and had just had five surgeries. And he invited me back up to his hometown of Yadkinville, North Carolina. I was accepted into this very rural Baptist community and essentially lived with Nathan and Ashley during his recovery.
Make no mistake, we're experts in the application of violence. When you move, move with a sense of purpose and aggression intent on finishing the enemy.
Hell and Back Again is the latest in a series of critically lauded documentaries to combine visceral footage from the Afghan frontline with a deeper exploration of the lasting impact of war on its participants. It follows Armadillo, a film about the Danish role in the Afghan conflict, and the Oscar-nominated Restrepo.
First friend I lost was Restrepo.
Where Restrepo died, we shot off flares.
The dangers faced by the makers of all three films aren't merely hypothetical. Restrepo's co-director, Tim Hetherington, was killed in April while on assignment in Libya, less than 2 months after attending the Oscars ceremony in Los Angeles. Shortly before he died, he talked to me about the risks involved.
There were many moments when we could have been killed, but sometimes you put the mortality to the back of the mind, and other times to the fore. I mean, when you used to leave the wire, the sense of mortality was heightened because it was very easy to get killed on an ambush. So definitely it's something where, you know, life and death was a reality. And there were moments that were very traumatic.
One of the main themes of Hell and Back Again is how veterans explain the extraordinary, life-changing experience of combat to their loved ones back home.
The Taliban don't want electricity, they don't want modernization, they don't want any of that stuff because they think it's worldly or ungodlike, like us, the infidels, you know.
Major Jake Little received the Military Cross for his leadership of a company of soldiers from 2nd Battalion, the Yorkshire Regiment, during a firefight in Helmand Province. He says films like Hell and Back Again and Restrepo give audiences a new and true-to-life insight into life on the front line.
It certainly shows the sort of environment that the soldiers operate in Helmand Province. Prior to this, I think all people did see was a producer or a director's view of what warfare is like. And because this is sort of helmet camera stuff, it really is giving you the reality in a way that I don't think we have seen before. It clearly brings back memories. I think the sort of the sounds and the sights, if not the smells, come through, you know, the camera pretty well on this.
10 years after the start of military operations in Afghanistan, the war is now the longest in US history. Director Dan Fung Dennis believes a decade of conflict has desensitized many people to its horror. By focusing on one Marine's journey to hell and back again, he says he hopes to shake viewers from their apathy towards complex events in distant lands and show that for some veterans, their tour of duty doesn't end when they finally come home.
Stuart Hughes reporting.